Well, welcome to the White House pub in Limerick. It's on O'Connell Street. I don't know what number it is on O'Connell Street, but and neither does the barman know what number it is in on O'Connell Street. But I came here with a purpose. It's now it's about 20 past one or something, nearly half past one on Saturday before Christmas. And it was in this very pub that I first met AJ Leon, Melissa Leon and Jesse M. White. And the meeting of those with those three people was one of the most remarkable meetings with a small group of people that I've ever had in my life. So I came back here on a nostalgic trip, and the rest of this piece of audio will be dedicated to those three people, and it will concern what it was like and what it's like in the pub right now. So if you're interested, keep on listening. But if you have no interest in what it was like, what it is like and what it was like in an Irish pub, maybe now is a good time to get off. So, yeah, we sat in the pub. The White House is divided really into two sections. In the front section of the pub, which is nearest the main street in Limerick, on a Wednesday night, there is a poetry open mic and a guest poet, which until this last week was facilitated by Barney Sheehan. And Barney facilitated it every Wednesday night for, I suspect, 10 years. And I'm not certain about that. And I understand that it will continue now under Tom Ryan and Dominic. I'm not sure what Dominic's surname is. It may well be Dominic Taylor, but it may well be another Dominic. But the point about it is that there's a little, open mic stance place. It's shared on, I think, a Thursday night with the Acoustic Club, and they are folk singing or singing with guitars. I don't know if they use any other musical instruments other than guitars. Oh, they do. They use other musical instruments. There'll probably be a mouth organ, and there could well be, for all I know, there could well be a fiddle. And anyone? What? I'm being prompted now from the right-hand side, a tin whistle. So I've never been to that, but it's a pub with great evening potential on Wednesday and Thursday. Jesse, Melissa and AJ and myself sat in the other part of the pub around a table and had one of the most joyful, interesting and meetings that I ever had, and that led to a huge friendship which has continued to this very day. Now, this pub right now at, I don't know what it is, 20 to 2 or something like that, half past 1 on Saturday, has got two customers and one barman. Now, the interesting thing about this pub is that, well, one of the interesting things about this pub is that there are photographs on the wall, and there are people who I recognise, and I'm looking now at a photograph of Jim Kenny and Dick Spring, both Labour Party people. Irish people will know who these people are, and otherwise it would take me too long to say who they are. And I cross the bar to the other side to see if I can recognise anybody else. I'm looking to see if Seamus Heaney ever came here, if Paul Durkin ever came here, if any famous rugby players ever came here. And there's a little one dedicated to John F. Kennedy here. So there also is a large poster about the centenary quotes of Oscar Wilde, I have nothing to declare but my genius. Brendan Behan is also on the wall, and I strongly suspect that Miles Nagopoulin is on the wall. The President of Ireland is here canvassing the poets. Now, that may mean that the President of Ireland came here during the campaign. I have no idea. He did. It's confirmed here. Now, the great thing is that the President of Ireland is himself a poet, so he would definitely have loved the idea of Michael D. Higgins coming to this pub, canvassing the poets. Poets can be fall into two camps in my experience. Those who completely and utterly ignore politics and steer a million miles away from it, and those who have a great cause to follow. So they fall into two camps. The wood on the floor is, you know, great. I suspect it's oak on the floor. This is a very traditional bar, really, and there's a Singer sewing machine acting as a prop or legs to one of the tables. So you can sit at a table, and you can actually, this reminded me so much of my youth, you can go, or you can't, it's fixed down, the Singer, you can't actually make the wheels go round. And I hope you won't mind me saying this, but a man has just come in and sat down under the acoustic club at the White House. I once read here as a guest, and I've done a couple of open mic things here. But just to be back in Limerick and to come into this pub, first of all, rekindles my desire to perform some poetry in public. But secondly, it enables me to, you know, feast on the fond memory of the warmth and welcome that the complete strangers, AJ Leahan, Melissa Leahan, and Jesse M. White, gave me. Although, in truth, by the time we actually met, we had exchanged quite a number of tweets. And the full story involves the fact that we set out to meet each other on top of the tower at the Cliffs of Moher, but somehow or other, because of the traffic and the length of time it took to get from Dublin, we actually met in the White House pub. So I'll just give you a little bit of the ambient sound. You might be able to hear the Guinness being topped up. I haven't the slightest idea whether you heard the Guinness being topped up, but actually the other thing is, it's quite fun to say the Guinness is now settling. And actually, I'm just about to write that word down. I heard the Guinness settle. I heard the Guinness settle. I don't know whether it's going to be I heard the pint of Guinness settle, but probably not, since the pint of would be a bit superfluous. Hardly anybody drinks half pints. I heard the Guinness settle in the White House bar. So that thus begins a poem, which could go anywhere at this stage, but at least it's an arresting first line. The idea that you could hear the Guinness settle. Can certainly see it. In fact, maybe the next line of the poem is I see the white stuff. I see the white stuff added, and so on and so forth. Anyway, it's Thursday, the 18th of December, 2014, and the headline in the Irish Independent newspaper today is Clinically Dead Pregnant Woman Being Kept Alive, Life Support Machine Being Used to Protect Unborn Baby. We're facing another right to life dilemma. And this is what's going on in Ireland, and I'm thrilled, AJ and Co, Misfits Inc., to celebrate you today, to wish you all the best in your trip all the way around the world in 1,800 days, and to hope that you make the new year a wonderful year for you and for those that you love. Anyway, that's Paul O'Mahony, over and out. Thanks very much for listening to this. Hello.